We're ending today's program with the sound of a glass harp. It's an assortment of wine glasses you run your fingers over to make different notes. Two classically trained musicians from Poland were so intrigued by the sound, they quit their day jobs with a symphony orchestra and they built what just may be the biggest glass harp in the world. The pair performs using the name Glass Duo, and Alexa Dvorsin met them in Gdansk.
Anna and Arik Shafranets used to perform with the Baltic Philharmonic Orchestra. She played violin, he played trumpet. Neither had ever heard of the glass harp when they decided to build one just for fun. That was more than 10 years ago.
And it was like a musical joke, you know. We didn't treat it very serious.
At the beginning, it was just a physical experiment, not musical. We didn't know that it has so huge capability.
People imagine angels' voices, like angels' choir, angels' music.
Especially in this piano mazurka by 18th century composer Karol Szymanowski, which Anna and Arik adapted for glass. Most people are familiar with the eerie sound that emerges when they rub their finger around the rim of a wine or champagne glass. Now imagine almost 60 of them, ranging from tiny shot glasses to deep goblets, placed in three rows on a sloping table. They're all empty. The pitch is determined by the size and grind of the glass. Anna plays the upper register, Arik plays lower, but only after the all-important hand washing with distilled water.
This is the kind of ritual because we have to use a special soap, which is very ordinary soap without any cream inside.
When you hear this sound between fingers, it makes the same sound on the glasses.
That's the sound you want?
Yeah.
Ah, so now we can start.
How do you warm up when you're starting to practice?
We have some pieces which are good for practicing from the beginning of our rehearsal. For example, one piece which is, how to say, seems to be very simple, but sometimes it's very difficult for us. So we start with those notes.
Now, you were crossing over each other just now. Do you ever decide, okay, left over right, or you move over? Or
if it's a very simple melody, you can play with whichever you want, left or right. But when it's more difficult, we write it in our notes, and it's the only way you can play it, for example.
It seems to be easy, but it's not.
I would never have suggested that.
Besides original compositions, Glass Duo's repertoire includes their own arrangements of hits like Fragile by Sting and Oscar Piazzolla's classic Libertango. From Italy to India, Spain to Singapore, concert audiences find Glass Duo's music mesmerizing. Which is fitting because a German physician discovered hypnosis by using the sound of the glass harp to heal his patients back in the 18th century. His name was Franz Mesmer, and yes, that's where the word mesmerize comes from. Thank you. For the world, this is Alexa Dvorsin in Gdańsk, Poland.
You can watch the nimble fingers of the glass duo perform the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. It's at theworld.org.